Roberts is talking to about a dozen high school swimmers lined up at the edge of the Parks and Rec Center pool. It's hot in the large enclosed room, and she's dressed for that with a tank top and shorts on. Me, on the other hand, I'm overdressed. It's Halloween, which is why she brought pumpkins for a game, and yes, they do float. The high school students are practicing with them to have some extra fun before their regional meet. The game involves throwing their pumpkins in the pool lane, and the swimmers dive in after them, swim a lap with them, and their swim partner takes over and repeats.
I'm going to say, take your mark, and when I say hunt, that's when you throw. Okay, you break your pumpkin, you got to stay after it in the pool.
Roberts is in her seventh season coaching the high school swim team and her ninth year with the swim club. She started out as a volunteer with the club and then transitioned to a coach. Fast forward almost a decade later and she's leaving her island community, including her beloved swimmers. She says the thought of leaving them probably won't really hit her until after she makes the move. It wasn't until she was an adult when she seriously started swimming. She learned competitive swimming here in Wrangell, and her coaching experience exploded from that time.
Swim club probably had to be the very first competitive meet that I went to. So I was not a swimmer growing up. I had a small pool in my backyard that I played in for fun, but I played three other sports, and so swimming was not one of them.
She says her first swim meet was in Petersburg. She and other parents were kind of at a loss because they and the swimmers had never gone to a meet before.
The learning curve was steep, and it was just kind of hilarious because the kids are looking to us for instruction. We're like, I don't know. Let's find out. But, you know, the parents and the staff of the other teams were super supportive.
She says she still felt like she had no idea what she was doing, but the support helped.
It was loud, it was noisy, it was hot. It was overwhelming and must not have been too bad because I turned around and attended another one just a few months later.
And she says the support still hasn't stopped. It's still going. She says a valuable lesson she's learned as a coach is that there is no one right way to teach swimming.
You're suspended horizontally in a liquid and no two body shapes are the same. And so I've really had to learn that there's just really not one way to teach kids and to help kids learn how to swim. A lot of them, they ride in the water different. You know, some kids are floaters, some are sinkers.
And there have been challenges, like when COVID hit and the pool was shut down for 2 years. There were other disruptions in pool usage too.
For a while, we were battling with the leak that was happening in the pool, and we'd have shutdown. So anytime we had shutdown, there's no alternative. I'm not an open water swimmer. You know, I know they've done swim lesson programs or swimming out in the ocean.
She says they lost momentum during those times, but bounced right back. Roberts says another challenge is not being able to coach the very young because she only gets a couple of hours of pool time a day with everyone. She says she has coached as young as 4 years old, but wishes there was more room to sustain that, since she also coaches all the way up to 18-year-olds.
A lot of them have not established a sense of fear of the water yet, and that's a great time to work with them. Frankly, we live on an island, and it's a life-saving skill.
Back at the pool during a break, high schooler Johanna Sanford says she's been swimming with Jamie for 2 years.
Jamie is one of the most amazing people I've ever met. Like, genuinely, she's so kind and just patient. And I've never felt as accepted and just as, like, loved by someone who wasn't, like, my family before.
She says the whole team is torn up that she's leaving, but she's happy for Robert's new move. Sanford says that although she's only been swimming with her for a couple years, she's known her whole life.
I remember her when I was tiny coming to the pool, and she's always been friends with my mom, and I think she's known my mom for a really long time, and I've always loved Jamie. Like, even when I was little, I remember her just being kind of a safe space.
10th grader Andre Barden Sikowicz says he's also been on the high school swim team for 2 years, but he has been in the club for a long time before that. He says Roberts was always there, either as an assistant coach or, like now, running the whole thing.
It is really sad to see her go. I'm hoping it's like a good thing for them, though. But yeah, a lot of interesting feelings since I guess we kind of took her for granted. She was always here, always helping us out, always going on trips with us. Never really like thought about it until now.
He says she's always kept them engaged and always included games and activities in the trainings, like the Halloween theme with the pumpkins. Going forward, Roberts says she's going to get some rest first in her new home near Eugene, Oregon, before getting back into swimming.
Right now, I just feel a little bit worn down, but I think it's just a combination of this whole last year. But I know that after I take a little bit of time off, that I'm going to probably be itching to find a way to get connected.
And although she's coached for about a decade, she says she participated in her very first swim meet this past spring.
That was a big moment for me. So I participated in a race along with kids from my team because there's a meet every year in the spring, Southeast Championship, where they open it up to registered masters, U.S. masters swimmers, and maybe like four or five might participate.
Roberts says she wants to continue swimming as an adult. She says it was a requirement that wherever they moved, it had to be where an aquatic facility existed. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.